Keep them encouraged. Continue to tell these guys to communicate. But the biggest thing is for them not to lose that confidence. I mean, for a veteran quarterback, he's a younger guy, they're naturally going to try to attack that side. For whatever reason, you know, he went away from me. You know, that's just, what he chose to do. But, you know, like I said, the other guys, the younger guys, I mean, we're battling a few injuries back there on the back end, but, you know, that's no excuse. I mean, we still have confidence in the guys that we have, and we just have to continue to keep that confidence and hone in better on our technique and what we have to do when we're going against opposing receivers. Continue to fight. I mean, it's not the end of the world. You're going to face adversity. If you're winning, you're going to face adversity if you're losing. So the only thing is to continue battling, continue to have confidence, continue to believe in yourself and the guys in that locker room. Well, I mean, I know how much confidence that the team and the coaches, they have in me. I know that, they know what type of player I am. I know what type of player I am. So if I'm available and I'm, 90-100%, I know what I can do, for the team. So it's definitely not more so of trying to prove people wrong about injury history. It's more so of being available for my teammates because I know that, they look up to me. They know the type of play that I bring to the table. So I want to be available and be healthy and be ready for those guys on game day.